Welcome to the Victorious Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Today we're going to be talking about anxiety and worrying. Does your child worry too much? Well, you're going to want to listen to this episode because I'm going to give you some tips to help them and help you through it as well. So if your child worries too much, the first step is to understand what worry truly is. Because telling someone not to worry doesn't stop them from worrying. Just like saying calm down has never in the history of humanity ever made someone calm down. In fact, it does the opposite. So just saying don't worry, it's okay, it doesn't stop them from worrying. Often it does make it worse because for someone who has a worry, it's coming from deep within them. And so when you're saying stop worrying and then you just walk away and leave it like that, it kind of makes them feel misunderstood and a bit hollow because they don't feel seen and the reasons behind their worrying isn't being fleshed out. And for children, they can't really communicate to you about the root causes of their worries. They just know they're feeling something, they're uncomfortable, and they're expressing it in all different ways. They may actually come to you about it. They may have avoidant disorder when they're excessively worrying and have perhaps an anxiety disorder with it. They may excessively avoid certain situations, which can make it difficult for you behaviorally as well to manage their behavior, or it may come out in anger and aggression. So the first key is to seek to understand, then to be understood. On my Victorious Parenting page, well, the page is called Arabella Hill, but it's at Victorious Parenting on Facebook. Today, I posted something that is very interesting about this particular topic, and it's called, like, what color are these pills? Do you remember back in 2015 and people were arguing over the color of that dress? You see, one person would see it as blue and black and the other person would see it as gold and white. Well, this is similar to that, and there is two different pills in this picture, pill number A, pill number B. Pill number A is a yellow pitcher with a yellow hand, and pill number B is a blue hand, but the pills themselves that they're holding in their hands, the color of them will look different depending on your age, and it's a trick of the eyes, pretty much. So when I look at this image, I see A as being a light purple pill and B as a grayish black pill. But my son, he sees A as being blue and B as being red. So this demonstrates that adults and children do not see the world in the same way. And when there is conflict between parents and caregiver, and the parents and caregivers or the child, so we're not just talking about parents because I know I have grandparents and great-grandparents listening, and we also have teachers listening as well. So when there is conflict between an adult and children in their care, what we're trying to do is get them to see our world our way. And they're trying to get us to see their world their way. We're seeing things from a totally different perspective. We may be looking at the same thing. I'm looking at the same dress, but I see it as a different color than someone next to me. I may be looking at the pill in this picture, but to me, it's a different color, and to my son, it's a different color. You see, so there has to be something that gives in between. If there is a conflict, if you're looking at things and they are different to you and different to your child, something has to give. And here is the fix for that. Let go of your goal for a moment. Let go of trying to get your child to see things your way for just a bit and take some time to converse with them about their view. How do they see this situation? Try and look through their eyes because it's going to help you understand from their perspective. And once you understand their perspective, it will help you understand their behavior. Because our behavior comes from our perspective. It's very much like the dress. is funny because it really doesn't have a lot to do with your eyes. It actually has a lot to do with your brain and your individual perspective and your perception that stems from your beliefs. They come from your experiences, and your experiences then form thoughts and judgments. So it's not so much the eye that's the issue, it's the perspective that's the issue. That's where conflict comes in parent-child relationships. They have their perspective based on their experiences, beliefs, that has formed thoughts and judgments, and so do you. So when you look through their eyes, it will help you manage their behavior better, and you will begin to see things more clearly from their point of view. And so then when you set the house rules and other things of that nature, you can do so understanding their perspective in mind. You can try to help them understand your perspective, but it's going to be difficult depending on your child's age. Younger children, for example, do not really have the ability formed in their mind yet to truly see things from another person's perspective. So there has to be a leader in this situation. That leader is you. And you have to go that second and third and extra mile to look at things from their perspective when there's a conflict and acknowledge their perspective. It doesn't mean that you give in to their behavior. It means you acknowledge that this is the way they are seeing this situation. And it's interesting when you do that because you find that you calm down yourself. You don't get so angry. You think, my child isn't deliberately trying to push all my buttons today. It's that they see things in a different way than I am seeing something. So what I need to do is come together with them and work it out and speak to them in a way that their perspective and their understanding will acknowledge. And that's where you can really start to resolve conflict between parents and child. So let's go back to the topic of worry. Worrying is an uncontrollable stream of ideas. So now we've just sought to understand, then to be understood. What is worrying? It's uncontrollable stream of ideas. This is why telling someone not to worry doesn't stop them from worrying, because it's unconscious. Once it gets started, it just keeps going. And these streams of ideas are focused on future events. Worry provokes feelings associated with anxiety, such as avoidance, apprehension, heart palpitations, and more. And like I said a little earlier, it can come out behaviorally, even as aggression. Excessive worry that is persistent for a few months or more may be a sign of GAD, which is generalized anxiety disorder. And this is not something that either I or you can diagnose. It needs to be diagnosed by a professional. Worrying prevents the worrier from thinking clearly. Simply saying don't worry is not going to stop the uncontrollable stream of ideas, and it's not going to prevent them from suddenly thinking unclearly. It's not just going to suddenly snap them out of it. So what's the fix for this? Is to have a conversation with your child. What do their worries tell them? What future events are they concerned with? And what is the narrative in their heads? What is the story they're telling themselves about this? For example, if your child is worried about going to school, and you may not really know they're worried about going to school. Maybe they just don't want to go to school. And maybe it's absolutely hell every day to get them up, get them dressed for school, get them out the door, and get them into the classroom. And if that's you, I totally understand, because I went through that for years with my son. And I did not know, because it came out aggressively sometimes, I didn't realize that it was a symptom of something much deeper. It was a symptom of him worrying, and he was actively trying to avoid something because he didn't tell me that he was being absolutely bullied at school. Now, if your child is doing this, I'm not saying that is what is happening to them at school, but that was from my experience that there's something a lot deeper going on and that we need to have conversations with our children and probe deeper. And I know it can be hard because a lot of children, especially boys, they'll have the, I don't know, how was your day? I don't know. How are you feeling? I don't know. So when that happens, it's best to get them in a situation where they're comfortable, relaxed, they're having fun, playing games, playing a board game, being out with you where you are able to converse with them and say, hey, how's such and such at school? Do you like the teacher? Do you like the food that I'm giving you? Is that enough? You know, just ask these little questions to get them to open up. How's the library at school? What do you do when you're on your break at school? Oh, what's the weather like? Those kind of things. And eventually it gets them to open up to you. So often worry is an automatic mechanism that is designed to try and alleviate anxiety around the unknown by running possible scenarios through the mind and playing them out fully. And this is called something that is labeled future predicting. But this future predicting never leads to a reduction in anxiety because there are too many unknown variables. And our brains are incredibly smart, even if we consciously don't acknowledge it. And our brains will run through all of these possible variables, but it's impossible because there are so many unknown variables. And that is why worry increases anxiety, which only then produces more worry because the brain can't run all of the possible scenarios and play them all out. There are too many and there are too many unknowns associated with it. So worrying is actually a flight to fight mechanism. It's like a fight mechanism that's trying to reduce anxiety in the body, but is actually faulty. It's like a faulty mechanism because it produces more anxiety and more worry. So the fix for this is talk to your child about their worries and fears and deal with what you do know and help them to be comfortable with the unknowns. Let them know that everyone at some point feels anxious about future events, unexpected changes, and unknowns, and that's totally normal. But it's not okay to stay in that anxiousness because it will become grounded in you and it can lead to things like GAD, generalized anxiety disorder, and panic attacks. So the key is to teach your children to become grounded in what they do know and what they can control. And often they overlook what they can control, what they are in control over, because what they aren't in control over is so frightening and scary to them. It's not helping them to think clearly. Remember, I said worry prevents the worrier from thinking clearly. They can't think clearly, so you need to help them think clearly. Saying don't worry isn't going to help. Have a conversation, go through all of this that I've shared with you. What's the narrative in their heads? Get them in a comfortable situation and talk to them about their worries and fears. Depending on the age, if they're younger, get them to write it down in visual and art form. It really does help. If they're older, get them to describe how they feel and then give them examples when you have felt the same and comfort them. Because often children will feel that they are alone in the world. They look at their parents and they feel like they put parents on the pedestal, like adulthood is so great and you've just got it all made. And of course we don't. Adults really hard and we're all still learning, but kids don't see it from that perspective. So unless you give them examples and you get down to them eye to eye and comfort them with some examples, they're going to feel alone. So that is how you begin helping your little worry wart or your older worry wart if you have an older child overcome this habit before it comes rooted in their behavior. So that is what all my things for worrying is today. I've given you a lot of information. If you found this helpful, share this podcast, come on the Victorious Parenting page on Facebook and drop a comment and let me know, did you try out these strategies and how did they go for you? And I'll be speaking to you in the next podcast. Thanks for listening.